In Northwest News from KPLU, a surprising development in Glendale, Arizona, involving the Phoenix Coyotes NHL team has hockey fans in Seattle crossing their fingers about a possible relocation of the team. But KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says their wish isn't likely to come true. Art, the city council in Glendale, Arizona this week voted 5-2 to end the lease with the Coyotes based on what the council says is an ethics violation.
This blew up out of nowhere, catching everyone by surprise. The attorney for the city of Glendale left his position some months ago and took up position as general counsel for the Coyotes. And there is a specific prohibition, and it's very common with most municipalities doing leases, that if someone leaves their government position for a private position, there either has to be a passage of time or it's just not allowed. So the Coyotes owners think that this is a technicality disguising an agenda. And that agenda, they think, is that Glendale doesn't like the lease they signed 2 years ago with the Coyotes that requires the city to subsidize the team to the tune of $15 million in public funds every year. Now, they get the revenues from the project and the parking and so on, but that only amounts to $8 million a year. So this tiny suburb of Glendale is subsidizing the team to the tune of $7 to $8 million annually, and they just can't afford it. But they agreed to the deal, and the Coyotes owners are saying, wait a minute, just because you don't like a deal, you can't sneak out of it on a technicality. So they plan to sue, and it's going to be a very difficult arrangement this summer and next fall because the two parties are at odds, and I don't think the Coyotes can be moved anywhere with this short a notice to a new city.
Would it be eventually an opportunity for the team to come to the Seattle area?
Well, it's pretty remote. I'm saying this is highly unlikely and much ado about nothing because there's no arena here. Chris Hansen does not have his project up and running, whereas there are two cities, at least, that have much better prospects for landing a team. That is Quebec City, which is scheduled to open an 18,000-seat arena in September. They used to house the Quebec Nordiques, but lost that team 20 years ago to Denver. The other city is Las Vegas, which has already got steel in the ground for an arena that they want to present to the NHL in a year or two as a possibility for an expansion franchise. So either of those cities are better spots to land a team than Seattle.
Well, how about the rival project that has emerged for Tukwila? How does that factor in?
Well, I think that may have a better shot than Chris Hansen. Hansen still is awaiting approval, and he's got to have a team in hand before he can ask the city council for a rewrite of the memorandum of understanding that right now says basketball first. In order to get hockey first, Hansen has to get a hockey partner, someone to own the team and be his partner in the arena. Right now, Ray Bartizek, who is proposing an arena for Tukwila, will have to come up with $400 or $500 million to buy the team from the Coyotes owners and probably $500 million or more to build the arena by himself because he's promising he will not ask for public funding to build that arena. So that's $1 billion that he would have to come up with very, very shortly. That seems like a long shot for there. And right now with the Hansen project, there's no shot to get a team now unless he partners with someone.
I heard Bartizek's name with the Coyotes a couple years ago, right?
Correct. Bartizek nearly got the Coyotes 2 years ago when he wanted to move the team to Key Arena temporarily and partner with Hansen. Clearly, Bartizek and Hansen are not on the same page. They are now rivals building separate projects, and it's just not the right time for the Coyotes to relocate to Seattle.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.